Is the Queen the main audience for everybody right now?
No. That's just who they're... Actually, it's trying to convince Kate that it's better for her to be Catherine while they teach her the etiquette rules of engagement for HRH status so that she could then someday be the Queen Mother, and aptly so, without offending her liege or counterparts within her kingdom.
You mean to follow in the archetype of standards set by the recent Queen Mother?
Yeah.
So she's being taught that today, right now?
Oh, absolutely. And, well, she ain't Kate no more. She's Catherine. And lots of different protocols and etiquettes are being laid on her because as the queen, noblesse oblige kicks in sooner or later, and she has to be culpable and responsible for her words. She can't just go out and get drunk and start talking smack. Or queen, she can't just go raising hell. She's responsible for her words.
So she must be...
You other gods, but then you other gods are as well.
Yeah, she must be thinking... I would imagine as a human being that she's thinking, what have I got myself into here? Or is she...
She knows exactly what she's gotten herself into. She's been sleeping with the prince for 7 years.
Okay.
They've been shacked up. This ain't too mysterious, Bob.
Have they? No, I won't ask that.
Why not? Why ask it?
Maybe when it's a dull roar, you know, it just smacks me right now to be too cheeky at this point in the show. I have a good feeling for these things, Jane. Maybe in 20 minutes, you know, as the mood shifts.
Okay. Well, Catherine may be a virgin, but Kate's not.
Okay. So she has. She's saying, well, I got to do all this tight-ass stuff. Does she get hurt?
Nobody said tight-ass. Nobody said tight-ass.
I did.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, I do. I was a personal friend of Prince Charles. I know what was going on.
There is a protocol, and that protocol is what's set up for HRH status. And everybody's talking about running around, talking about getting into their throne and being the king and coming into their power. Great. There's a bit of protocol that goes along with it.
Oh, for all of us. That's where people confuse power and authority. They think when they get their throne.
Absolutely. I'm the king. I do what I want to do. Well, after a little while, ain't nobody listening to you anymore. I thought you were my people, and I thought you were supposed to do, and I gave you $27, so you got to do what I say. Well, not so much.
Yeah, I think that is the main misinterpretation of Ion's statement's philosophy that I've heard among Ionettes. That is the main mistake they make. Yeah, do it again. I like that. Do the rant again. I am a god. I gotta do it. Do it.
No, we'll just start humming the theme song from the First Wives Club.
That's why I ain't going on my throne. I'm gonna stay free and wild and irresponsible. Screw that, taking a godhead responsibility.
Well,
now that's free. What I just said.
You can be the king of Monaco if you want to, Bob. But there ain't much going on there.
That's right. Now she's becoming queen for the outer kingdom.
Correct. It's a good bit of tactility. So that just
a good bit of tactility, James. Remember that. When you're homeless, James, when you're starving, say, this tactility going to learn me a lesson.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And that's not a problem because it's that contrast that gets you into the new next place. So it's not a problem. It's just something that you need to notice. And if everything's working out for you exactly the way you want it to, don't change a thing. But if it's not, then consider what your eyes are beholding and adjust accordingly. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, that's very wise, Ian.